and welcome to a new episode of our podcast topic, Inventions for a Sustainable Future. Our today's topic is the future of meat. I'm going to talk about problems we have in our today's society. For this purpose, I have invited two guests today, whom I will briefly ask at the end about the ideas for the future meat. You're both sitting right next to me. Maybe you just introduce yourself quickly.
Hey, my name is Marlin. I've been living as a vegetarian for about 10 years now, and I'm curious to find out about our future opportunities.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm not a vegetarian, but I do make sure that I buy and eat high quality meat.
Okay, thank you very much. I personally am not a vegetarian, but I often make sure I buy high quality meat, but honestly, not every time. Nevertheless, I was also extremely curious to inform myself about other ways of producing meat, or how we can combat the problems we have with meat. So first of all, I want to talk about some problems which come along with consuming meat. To produce 1 kilogram of beef, it takes 6.5 kilograms of crops, 15,000 liters of water, and 550 days of time. Livestock contributes to global warming through unchecked releases of methane, a greenhouse gas 20 times more potent than carbon dioxide. The increase in demand will significantly increase levels of methane, carbon dioxide, and nitrous oxide, and cause loss of biodiversity. But all these problems just apply for 1 kilogram of beef. And we live in the age of factory farming, right? And produce hundreds of billions of kilos of beef every year. So, in conclusion, no matter how much of a meat lover you are, you have to accept that there is a range of problems here. The use of limited resources, environmental destruction, animal suffering, and bacterial resistance due to the massive overuse of antibiotics. So, what would a good solution look like? Easy, we would simply all become vegetarian, right? No, that's unfortunately no way. We just have to accept that lots of people just like to eat meat. Changing people's minds is hard, so how do we solve the problem then? Welcome to the future. Here the meat does not come from the animals, but from plants. It is called meat substitutes. It is a plant-based meat imitation, where usually soy protein or flour is used as a foundation for a dough and then transformed into something that closely resembles meat. I think this is the common way we all know and can actually buy. But the second way is that there is cultured or synthetic meat. It is actual meat, but instead of growing it along with hair, bones and skin, as in the traditional way, we are growing it separately in a controlled lab environment. Simply explained, cultured meat is created by painlessly harvesting muscle cells from a living cow. Scientists then feed and nurture the cells so they multiply to create a muscle tissue, which is the main component of the meat we eat. It is biologically exactly the same as the meat tissue that comes from a cow. Cultured beef or meat is likely a more sustainable option that would change the way we eat and think about food forever. Not only 99% less space would be needed than what is needed for current livestock farming method, but also greenhouse gas emissions and other environmental impacts for cultured meat is much more lower than beef from modern farming. But now there's the question, is this a solution for everyone? Can we change the mind of everyone? Even for the meat lovers? Well, from my point of view, I think it is actually not a bad invention. There is no animal suffering and the environment profits from it. But my concern is that there is always the thought of eating fresh meat out of the lab. And also, I'm not sure if it actually tastes like meat. If so, I might consider my eating behavior, but I think I'd rather turn to a vegetarian lifestyle or choose meat substitutes. After listening to the new method of cultured meat, would it be a solution for you, Marlin, as a vegetarian?
Actually, not at all. It's still livestock farming for the consumption of meat. This does not solve our basic problem. Of course, no animal is slaughtered or tortured, but nevertheless, I think I would not support the idea of cultured meat.
And what about you, Nick?
Well, actually, I would support the idea of cultured meat. I like meat, but I do not stand for livestock farming. So why not combining both? Even though I buy high-quality meat, the animal is going to be killed in the end. If there's the opportunity to harmlessly get cells out of the animals and grow meat, why don't we all take the opportunity?
Thank you very much for your point of views and for joining my episode today. I had lots of fun with you. So I would say goodbye now and hopefully hearing you in the next episode.
Goodbye, you're welcome.
Thank you.